lifetime in between the paper grind.
And I'm letting you know,
I put my lifetime in between the paper grind.
And I'm letting you know,
I put my lifetime in between the paper grind.
And I'm letting you know.
Now, let's begin on page one with the title,
Paper's
Lines. My melanin surge is proof of my indelible urge to marry ink and manuscripts, create incredible words. I'm a federal felon with verbs, speaking for those who frequently talk but seldom get heard. So I guess my lyrical mission is that of any Muslim or Christian. Spread the goodness of the gospel through the rhyme intervention. If rap was religion, I'd be a Southern Baptist. Could never be a Catholic. Why? Cause I don't appeal to the masses. Tragic how we pimp our talent for dough. Labels scared cause they ain't seen us get so violent before. Artists get knocked, shipped to Rikers Island and so. I get vexed when I see a crowd sit silent at shows. I guess the point I'm making rather elusively is that this rap shit ain't what it used to be. I've been writing since before puberty, and I see niggas go from rhyming on a park bench to bootlegging glue tapes exclusively. Now the tables have turned like a Gemini. Y'all will remember I exhibit supreme chemistry to ensure that my rhymes will be heard, because the lines between paper and art have been blurred, and that's my word.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines,
cause most of these niggas out rhyme horribly.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines,
can't tell the difference between rap and R&B.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Everybody's taking shots, but nobody can score.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
So many guest stars, solo albums don't exist anymore. What hip hop needs to stop these carbon copies is less rappers and more MCs. Cause MCs can hold it down and do an album for death, while rappers always need a guest verse from somebody else. MCs, they true to themselves and rip for their peers, while rappers be doing duets with Britney Spears. Juice sparking it, thanks to your promotion and marketing. Number one with a bullet, but who the fuck is you targeting? Not me, I left your album on the shelf with a smile. Shit was so whack, my alarm clock slept on your style.
All you have to do is turn the pages when you hear this sound.
Don't get me wrong, yo, I ain't player hating, but I hate when players play with what I consider sacred. It makes me mad, start craving a pain in my heart that starts aching. Too much deleting, it's time niggas start saving and dropping rhymes with persistence. They call it thugged out cause most thugs out their existence. As genuine, what's so different about a nigga rapping for fun and a nigga rapping for his sons? A lot of cats might call him sellout, an industry whore or average, but if I had a kid, I'd probably sample Diana Ross too. I'm sorry if I lost you, give niggas in the club something they can floss to, but this is just a small morsel. Please listen, but I won't force you. I art form and slowly becoming awful.
Why aren't you having a good time?
Does music make you happy?
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
We need another thug nigga rhyming, like Puff Daddy needs another diamond, like the gospel world needs another whiners. These paper lines keep this brother climbing. The black magic is past, we need another shaman, you know, to come and really rock the mic. I mean the common proper type. Call me all you want, shit, rappers ain't got no copyrights. These rhymes always keep me tweaking, laying down beats and lyrics every other weekend. The intended audience probably won't hear these words I'm speaking, so it's like I'm a minister preaching to the deacons. Everybody rise.
Y'all niggas get up, you know what I'm saying? Feel this, yo.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Everybody want a thug in their lyrical songs.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
But truth is, they still living at the crib with they moms.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
The stadium packed and everybody clapping their hands.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
But nowadays, it seems like we got more rappers than fans.